We have three scriptures this morning. The first is from Psalm 119, verses 105 through 120. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it, that I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, Lord, according to your word. Accept, Lord, the willing praise of my mouth and teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. I hate double-minded people, but I love your law. You are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word. Away from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the command of the Lord, of my God. Sustain me, my God, according to your promise, and I will live. Do not let my hopes be dashed. Uphold me, and I will be delivered. I will always have regard for your decrees. You reject all who stray from your decrees, for their delusions come to nothing. All the wicked of the earth you discard like dross. Therefore, I love your statutes. My flesh trembles in fear of you. I stand in awe of your laws. And the next scripture is from Isaiah 30, verses 18 through 22. Therefore, the Lord waits to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. Truly, O people in Zion, inhabitants of Jerusalem, you shall weep no more. He will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. Though the Lord may give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will not hide himself anymore, but your eyes shall see your teacher. And when you turn to the right, or when you turn to the left, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Then you will defile your silver-covered idols and your gold-plated images. You will scatter them like filthy rags. You will say to them, "Away with you." And then our last scripture from John 14, verses 5 through 7. And Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way to get there?" And Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one goes to the Father except by me." "Now that you have known me," he said to them, "you will know my Father also. And from now on, you do know him and you have seen him." Amen.
Lord, be with us in this time of worship, that as we come into your presence, you would fill us, that we would hear your word, that what we hear this day would help us in guiding us on the path that you call us to. In Christ's name, amen. Well, as many of you very well know, Susan and I have had the opportunity to walk the pilgrimage on the Camino de Santiago, a walk across Europe, which ends at the cathedral in Santiago, where it's believed the remains of James, the son of Zebedee, the disciple of Jesus, are buried. When we went, I was surprised to learn that James had been to Spain during his discipleship, preaching the word. And when he was killed, his disciples took his body back to Spain to be buried. Years later, they discovered those remains and took them to the cathedral. So for the past 1,000 years, people have been making a pilgrimage to Santiago to honor James' discipleship. Camino de Santiago means the way. I am the way. The way of Santiago, Saint James. The most popular route these days is a 500-mile Camino Frances that goes from Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port, France, over the Pyrenees, across northern Spain, to Santiago. This takes us about 35 days to walk. Not everyone can take 6 weeks of their life to walk across northern Spain. Paul Crable once asked me, what can we learn about a pilgrimage when we're not able to walk one? Well, a pilgrimage is often described as a journey of a religious nature to a sacred spot. Cheryl Forbes, in her book Notes of a Reluctant Pilgrim, reminds us that a pilgrimage can raise questions, put us off balance, and disturb our security. After having walked the Camino 3 times, I've come to believe that life is a pilgrimage in its own way. It's a Camino. Each day we walk through life, we face new questions, we are put off balance, we are faced with new people and new ideas and new thoughts. Our security is disturbed in many ways. We often face a long road ahead that needs to be walked. We meet angels that keep us on the path. We are drawn away from God's path by worldly seductions. We suffer from exhaustion and pain, and we celebrate the joys of accomplishment and achievement of goals. It happens on the Camino, and it happens in our lives, I believe. A number of life lessons have emerged from our experiences on the Camino, and today I'll talk about the lesson of stay on the path. All the major Camino routes are marked with yellow arrows. These yellow arrows keep the pilgrim on the path. Finding one's way for 500 miles through cities and countrysides requires good directions, and it's imperative for pilgrims to follow those directions. As one walks the Camino, you become hyper-vigilant to looking for the yellow arrows to verify that you're on the right path. Particularly the first time, it just really came to my mind, and it comes each time I walk, and I said, what if I was as vigilant about looking for God's directions for me in my life every day as I am in looking for a silly arrow that points me on this path to Santiago? And each time I do it, that just really jumps out to me. In life, directions may come from the Bible, from scriptures, from daily devotionals, from our own journals that record where we've been and where we're headed, from learning from past experiences. On the Camino, directions may come from the local people, friends, strangers, or fellow pilgrims. In life, directions may come from friends, strangers, or fellow Christians. Looking for directions once a week during our time together in worship and study may be an anchor to staying on our path, but confirming we're on the right path once a week on Sunday is not sufficient. Finding a yellow arrow once a week on the Camino would not be sufficient to staying on the path. There are many things that draw us off the path that God has for us. There are false prophets, worldly desires, things that draw us away from our life in Christ. An example from the Camino, there's a particularly difficult turn as you come in the city of Burgos, and the guidebook warns you. This is really hard. It's not well marked, and it's difficult to find. And it was one of the one times that we have actually gotten just a little bit lost. And so we were really looking hard because it says, look out. It's going to be hard to find your way here. And so as we're walking, we came up to that spot and we saw ahead of us on the road all these other pilgrims walking straight ahead. So your first thought is, well, that must be the way. Everybody is going that way. Does that ever happen? And so we kind of went that way a while and we thought, this doesn't feel quite right. So we should have turned. So we walked back. And still, people were just, oh, that's where everybody's going. That must be the right way. Well, we found the way that we should have turned. And it actually was hard to get people to follow us. Really? Are you sure that's the way? Well, an example of just because everybody's going one way doesn't mean it's the right way. What are the signs and who are the people that help us stay on the path? What are the things that draw us away from the path that God has for us? How do we keep Jesus' words foremost in our minds? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except by me. As we have walked at Camino, we've met people from all over the world. A walking pilgrimage is a bit different from life in that on the Camino, you meet more strangers than we usually encounter in our daily lives. These interactions with other pilgrims reminded us that although each of us are in the same path, we're each on a very different journey. Now, when I say that, it sounds kind of New Agey, doesn't it? Same path, but a different journey. Stick with me. Whether on the Camino or on our life pilgrimage, we have many things in common. Although we share a path through life, birth, family, school, profession, avocation, retirement, we start from different places. We have different experiences in school. We have different family connections. We carry different baggage. We have different dreams and goals. All of us view the world around in a different way. We're all on different journeys. Our walk on the Camino continually reminded us that although we were sharing a common path with others, we were each on different journeys. The recognition that we are on different journeys also applies to our life as a pilgrimage. As Christians, we share some common guidance as we walk our paths through life. Guidance provided through the Scriptures, the Holy Spirit working in our lives, in the lives of those around us, and through each of us serving as unique instruments of God's love and grace through our particular gifts and spiritual calls. Keith, the takeaway from this message is, what are the signs that keep you on your path, your pilgrimage? Your pilgrimage through life. How often do you look for them, seek them out, to confirm that you are in the path with God? How do you keep listening for God's word, this is the way, walk in it? The following slideshow is more than a travelogue. I invite you to look for the ways this pilgrimage on the Camino de Santiago can serve as a metaphor for our lives. It's a journey into the unknown. It involves hard work and sacrifice. There are challenging days and days of routine, actually boring walking. There are hazy moments during which we don't see everything clearly. There are signs to keep us on the path. There are times and places of worship, some in chapels and some in magnificent cathedrals. There are times when we can see a long road ahead that must be walked, and we take each moment to take another step. There are days like that, are there not? Our playlist of songs that we listen to on the Camino includes a song by Stephen Curtis Chapman, take another step. Some days we just need to take another step. There are several places along the way where pilgrims have left crosses, you will see, weaved into the fence. Sometimes the crosses filled the fence line for hundreds of yards. Symbols left by previous pilgrims that have passed this way before us. Like in the pilgrimage of our lives, there are a number of sacred places on the Camino. The Cruz de Ferro, you'll see a couple slides of, is at the top of a mountain pass. For hundreds of years, pilgrims have carried stones from their homes and left them at the foot of this cross. The mound includes a number of stones that we have carried to that sacred spot, so Montana is represented there, as are members of our family. There are some elements of our Camino pilgrimage that are not evident in these pictures. Spending five or more days, hours a day walking provides plenty of time for prayer and thinking and reflection. The quietness and simplicity of life one finds on the Camino is not always easy to find in our pilgrimage of life. But it's a worthy element to add, if we can. You will see pictures of the packs in which we carried all we needed for the 6 weeks we were walking the Camino. The simplicity of life on the Camino is often difficult to replicate. While on the pilgrimage of our lives, it's much easier to clutter up our lives with physical stuff and emotional stuff in our daily lives. And finally, the show does not show the wonderful people that we met along the way, the friendships we made with fellow pilgrims, and the kind people of Spain that cared for us on our journey. This is a common element of the pilgrimage of life, all the people that we meet that are so kind to us. So instead of taking 6 weeks to walk the 500 miles of the Camino Santiago, we share this 10-minute slideshow representing those 35 days of walking and encourage you to look for ways this walk may relate to the pilgrimage of your life. Well, I don't know if you saw any things that you can relate to the pilgrimage of your own life, but some days there are really long roads ahead of us, and we need to just keep taking another step. And there are times when we need to keep looking for those directions that keep us on the path that God has called us to.